This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today's the 8th anniversary of a mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona that killed 6 people and seriously wounded several others, including then-Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Patricia Mace was labeled a hero for helping to disarm the young shooter that day.
Thank you for taking the time to remember. It's important. People whose loved ones have been taken, all they do is want you to remember so that they don't fade away.
Giffords is expected to be on hand today as Democrats in the U.S. House introduce a bill to require universal background checks for all gun sales. President Trump is to address the nation tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on what he calls a national security crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. He's considering declaring a national emergency to get funding for a border wall, and he's to visit the border on Thursday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and 1 sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Turkey's president snubbing President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton, refusing to meet with him because he's angry that the U.S. has put down a new condition for U.S. forces to leave Syria. Bolton has said that the U.S. wants assurances Turkey will not attack America's Kurdish allies there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says even though many U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria soon, they're still committed to the fight against ISIS and other terror groups there.
This is not just about a particular tactic that we take amongst the coalition. This is about a combined understanding that the most significant threat to the region is Daesh and the Islamist Revolution and their revolutionary efforts in the region.
Arizona's Sky Harbor International Airport renaming Terminal 3 there for the late Republican Senator John McCain, who died in August at the age of 81. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 1 million convicted felons in Florida can start registering to vote. The amendment that voters approved to restore many felons' voting rights takes effect today. People convicted of murder or sex offenses not eligible to vote, though. And before voting rights can be restored, felons have to complete their prison sentence as well as any probation. The Marine Corps is now training men and women together for the first time ever. The Corps announcing that one of their battalions at Recruit Depot Paris Island in South Carolina began integrating a female platoon and a male platoon over the weekend. A platoon of about 50 women will live at the barracks with a male platoon, but will still be led by female drill instructors. The Marines noting the change is not permanent, but they're standing by to see how the integrated training pans out. The Marine Corps is the only military branch that separates women from men during training. And U.S. News and World Report's annual Best Jobs Rankings for 2019 has software developer at the top of the list. The most recent government figures show the median salary for that job is over $101,000 a year. Demand for software developers is only projected to increase by as much as 30% over the next 7 years. Other best jobs on the list include statistician, dentist, nurse practitioner, and pediatrician. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, to download or podcast or a particular segment of the show at your convenience, to listen again and to share with your friends and neighbors, all you got to do is go to the website. It's right there. It's our gift to you because you know we are givers on this radio show. Peter Pitts joins us now. He's a top expert, former FDA associate commissioner, and we're going to be talking about the rising drug prices that we have to look forward to in this coming year. Peter, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. Good to be talking to you.
My pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Well, sir, at a time when, we're still struggling with the cost of health care, for the big pharma to look at raising drug prices at this time is inopportune, is it not? Or is it just so self-centered and greedy on their part? I mean, I hate to make that sound so harsh, but it just seems to be that way when we're trying to get everybody on the same page to really, you know, find an answer to, the crumbling of Obamacare and a call for, you know, some form of a national health care program?
It's a very fair question, and I think that the first thing you've got to focus in on is when most people say my drugs are too expensive, what they mean is my copay or my coinsurance when I go to the pharmacy to pick up my medicines is too expensive. Mm-hmm. That's the real average patient on the street, guy in the street proposition. And copays and coinsurance rates are not set by drug companies. They're set by insurance companies and what's called prescription benefit managers. Mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical companies give these middlemen 20, 30, 40, 50% discounts sometimes on their products. And yet those savings don't get passed along at the point of purchase. And that's got to change. I guess the complicated thing here is that the issue of drug pricing is really an ecosystem problem. Mm-hmm. The list price that you read about in the Wall Street Journal when new cancer drugs come out, those are prices nobody pays. That's a number from which negotiations start. So unless we understand that there are a lot of people that need to be part of this discussion, we're not going to make any progress.
Exactly. Well, you bring up a good point here because, and even in the question that I asked, I mean, we target Big Pharma. And, of course, the middlemen are happy to let Big Pharma take the hit on this and be the ones to blame. But for a long time, and you and I have discussed this before, you talk about reforming our healthcare system. I mean, it's almost like immigration. There's so many moving parts to all this that it's like sometimes it seems that that our legislators are so overwhelmed, they don't know how to take a bite out of the elephant, which by experience, Peter, we've learned that you do it one bite at a time. You can't take on the whole enchilada, can you?
No, you can't. You know, H.L. Mencken said that for every complex problem, there's usually a simple solution that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, politicians and to a certain degree pundits, of course, present company accepted, right?
Thank you.
Love simple, bombastic sounding solutions like, you know, Medicare for all or universal health care. And those really are just words because when you look at other nations that do this, they've got their own set of problems. And here's something very interesting, and people don't even realize this. 90% of all the drugs consumed by volume in the U.S. are generic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And generic drugs cost less in the U.S. than in Europe or Canada. So that means that 90% of the drugs consumed in the U.S. are actually less expensive than Europe or Canada. So what we're really talking about are these new wonder drugs that deal with very serious and life-threatening diseases, certain types of cancer, mm-hmm. multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, you know, things like that, the so-called orphan diseases that very few people have. And when you go to Europe or you go to Canada or you go to these other places that have a largely government-pay healthcare system, these drugs are not available. They're simply not reimbursed. So unless we're willing to trade what we've got now for rationing, you know, we've got some serious thinking to do. I think, unfortunately, it sounds so good. I mean, another soundbite that works well sometimes is drug importation. Let's get our drugs from Canada.
Exactly. I was going to ask you. That's the big move, the big talk. Was, you know, why are we doing this? And you've got people getting their drugs from Canada.
Well, first of all, like I said, 90% of the drugs are cheaper here than in Canada.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about bringing in drugs from Canada that are the so-called biologic drugs or insulin, drugs that need refrigeration. And that's the majority of the products that we're worrying about relative to cost. So it comes down to a soundbite. And then, of course, you know, we're not really getting our drugs from Canada. These people who are ordering from the Internet are getting their drugs with websites that have a little maple leaf flag on them, not necessarily Canadian websites. They're real serious safety issues. I spent a lot of time when I was at the FDA, you know, trying to explain to people that you simply can't go outside of what's called a closed regulatory system and bring in products from other countries. So even though these ideas sometimes sound sexy and they sound like an easy solution, they never are. In fact, I heard that on Thursday, Bernie Sanders is going to come out with a piece of legislation that, among other things, such as foreign reference pricing and stealing patents, is going to go back to recommending drug importation. These are the same bad ideas that don't die, and we've got to keep explaining to people why then they're not going to work. Now, if we want to really change the system, it's going to be hard, it's going to take a long time, but it's absolutely a battle worth undertaking.
Peter, and I think, you know, I want to sit back on this issue just a little bit that you brought up, because this is one that has been overlooked. The mainstream media has not been reporting on this, and that is the veracity of some of these products that come outside of, you know, the regulatory state, you know, that, you know, there's a reason that these regulations are in place here in this country to protect the citizens. And once they go outside of that that safety net, it is at their own risk, is it not?
It's really playing Russian roulette with your health. And I was on the FDA's very first counterfeit drug task force. And, you know, counterfeit drugs aren't an alternative. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just, regardless of what they cost, counterfeit drugs are manufactured by criminals that don't care about your health. They only care about money. And if we allow them to get a foothold in our system through legalized drug importation, you know, we're going to pay the price, and it's not going to be pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like you say, it sounds so sexy, you know, Bernie Sanders and all this, you know, this concept, which I feel that, you know, runs in the realm of the theoretical more than the practical. You know, in theory, it sounds good, but show me in practical application where that's worked.
Well, it's worked nowhere. In Europe, where they have, because of what's called the Lisbon Treaty, they have free flow of drugs across borders in Europe. There have been big problems, not only of counterfeit drugs, but of expired drugs, of mislabeled drugs. There's a whole host of problems that come with sharing drugs between borders. And people who talk about drug importation as kind of a simple thing, or they call it drug reimportation, thinking that perhaps these drugs began their life, you know, sitting snugly in a warehouse in the U.S. and they got transported to Canada and we were bringing them back. That's not the case. These are not drugs that would manufacture on FDA-approved manufacturing lines. You know, it's complicated, and sometimes you feel, you know, that you're kind of giving the pharmaceutical industry some solace, but, you know, the facts rule out. You know, John Adams said that facts are pesky things, and
yes,
that's just the honest truth.
Well, Peter, to your point, I mean, we look at, you know, the overseas complications, the importation of drugs, but yet there are cases. I mean, the movie last year, the Gosnell movie, showed where Kermit Gosnell was basically marketing expired drugs. So how many other clinics across the country within the borders of the United States are violating these principles and these laws?
Well, that's exactly right, but we have to really believe that anecdotes are real. They point to a potential problem, and you
exactly.
Avoid them at your own risk. In this case, great risk.
Well, we got to go to break. The former FDA Associate Commissioner stays with us, Peter Pitts, after the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know a place.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent. Welcome back. Happy New Year to you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, former FDA Associate Commissioner and top expert regarding drug pricing, Peter Pitts is with us. Peter, we mentioned in the initial segment here several times, you know, this sexy-sounding Medicare for All proposition. I mean, in terms of dealing with drug pricing, unless we really go head to head with that, I mean, we're kind of deluding ourselves in thinking that Medicare for All would be an answer to this.
Well, you know, first of all, I think it's important to remember that drugs only represent about 11% of our national health care expense. You know, if you read the newspapers or listen to politicians, you think it would be like 80%. 11%. And yet, if we wanted to go for a Medicare for All type of proposition, then no one has really presented a detailed plan there. A general consensus is it would cost about, ready for this, $32 trillion with a T, dollars over 10 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you find that money. I mean, I guess you can look under every couch in the country.
Well, AOC says you just go and you just... Go hit up the wealthy people, 70% tax rate. What's his name down in New Mexico says 90%, right?
That's right. And that leaves you about $25 trillion short.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can soak the rich, and it still doesn't get you there. And then I guess the bigger kind of philosophical proposition is you also zero out insurance companies. You take away the ability of doctors to prescribe the medicine that they feel are most appropriate for their patients. And you give everybody poor care as opposed to the proper care they deserve. I think that what we learned, one of the things we learned from the Obamacare experience, mm-hmm. is that having insurance is not the same thing as having access to the health care that you need. And I think that Medicare for All, cost notwithstanding, will just exacerbate that problem.
Well, Peter, you know, what's also problematic to me is you have a lot of non-medical people making medical choices for you. How is that? How does that make any sense?
Well, I think that when we allow the government to become your doctor, when we allow the government to become Uncle Sam, M.D., mm-hmm. that's a choice. And I think that you need to tell people, listen, if you go for this type of proposition, your health care decisions are going to be made by somebody in some office in Washington who you will never meet, will never know you personally. How do you feel about that? And then have that discussion going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that seems to be the crossroads that we come to time and again, is that really, without even realizing it, by turning over these freedoms and rights to the government, they're coming from somewhere, and they're coming from we the people. They're certainly not consistent with anything that I read in the Constitution, if I might bring that up.
Well, you know, I'm a free market guy. I believe in the U.S. Constitution, and I think that when you allow the government to have significant mission creeps and that they become the country's position, you're asking for trouble. There are so many half-truths and untruths floating around out there. I mean, one you'll hear a lot is, well, our healthcare system, we have the highest mortality rate of most countries on Earth. But the fact of the matter is, most countries on Earth don't count infant mortality if the child is born premature, mm-hmm. and we do. That
right.
radically skews lots of propositions. We spend an inordinate amount of our healthcare treasury on end-of-life care. That's a tough conversation to have. You know, it ain't so simple. You know, it's not like we want free health care like they have in Europe, because there's no such thing as free health care. They're paying extraordinarily high taxes for much more limited choice than we get here. Everything's a trade-off, and you have to be very honest before you go forward. But again, like we were talking about earlier, politicians don't like complicated solutions. They like soundbite solutions.
Exactly.
Bad guys. Good guys and bad guys.
And then meanwhile, you get, unintended consequences that come along with it. I mean, the Republicans with Obamacare, they argued about death panels. And, of course, President Obama et al., oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Even Nancy Pelosi says, well, you know, hey, this is kind of like Jack in the Box, you know, this proposition. You have to let us pass it to find out what's in it. And then pop goes the weasel, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the biggest, you know, poorly constructed aspects of Obamacare was this whole concept of the tax. You know, I've got two kids. They're 30 and 26. And they figured out right away that it was cheaper to pay the penalty
exactly
than to buy insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is not rocket science. Everybody was talking about this months before the project was even put to a vote.
Yeah.
And yet we were completely ignored. And, you know, you hate to be right when bad things happen, but, you know, this is things you need to listen to all sides of the discussion. You can't allow yourself to be locked into a partisan battle like what's happening now, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren saying that, you know, all these ills that face our country, health care, you know, and beyond, you know, if Republicans fall, Democrats can fix it. Big government is the answer. Better, more government control is the answer. That's not something philosophically that I agree with. I don't think it's the right thing to do, certainly kind of within a health care context. And I don't think it's going to play very well to the average citizen.
Well, we see what happened in Europe and, you know, England particularly with the, you know, the one little boy who was diagnosed with a terminal situation, fundraising, crowd fundraising was effort was executed, and they raised more than enough money to bring the boy, give him a shot anyway, here to the United States. And the government said, no way, you know, they weren't about to release that child. I mean, boy, if that doesn't give you a dose of reality of potentially what you're looking at, I don't know what else you need to see.
You know, in Canada, a couple of years ago, there was a Supreme Court case over whether or not a Canadian citizen could have private health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And Canada said, yes, it's a person's human right to have private health insurance. That's how far these ideas of government control go. It can really go to a very frightening extreme. But you know, the other thing, too, that most people in this country, the overwhelming amount of people in this country, have health insurance
mm-hmm.
that cover their health care costs. What people are objecting to is that their co-pays and their co-insurance rates are going up. That is a PBM and insurance company problem. They're charging copay rates based on the list price versus on the 40% discounted price they're buying the product for.
Right.
And that's why there's going to be legislation that's going to take away what's called this safe harbor for PBMs and add a lot of transparency. Sunshine is the best medicine. And that'll help us get there quite substantially, I think.
Who on this planet, Peter, in your estimation and observation, is doing the best job for healthcare?
Well, I think the countries that do the best job in healthcare are those countries that focus, believe it or not, on personal responsibility, on diet and exercise, on mm-hmm. preventive health. And those are things that we just do not focus in on in this country. You know, right now we believe in, you got a problem, we can fix it. We believe in acute care. We've got to move away from that and look at systems that focus in on the holistic view of a person's health, not just when they get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And some countries are better than others. I hesitate to pull one out of my hat. But,
right.
You know, you really have to focus in on that because, again, I tell people that they think I'm being kind of folksy, that, you know, the best solution to the problem of healthcare costs is diet and exercise.
Exactly.
You've got to
yeah.
realize it's not just pharmaceuticals or medical devices or Medicare for all or drugs from Canada. It's taking mm-hmm. personal responsibility for our own health.
Well, in the words of Yogi Berra, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself, right?
Yes, exactly.
Because we don't know until you get to that point, right? You get to that point and you think, oh, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Well, you know, I think that we have gone a long way. You know, programs with, you know, Medicare like Healthy Sneakers and things like that to begin to bring some reality to this. And I think that also is that you've had, you know, the baby boomer generation that has, you know, taken care of their parents and have seen the whole spectrum of death and, you know, the results of, living off of Twinkies and refined sugar and not exercising. And so you have a very activated group and, the actuary tables are leaning, and expanding a bit in a, you know, some might say maybe not a positive direction because they didn't see themselves living to be 100. But that's what we're looking at now.
Well, that's right. We also want to focus in on not just the price of the product or the service, but the value that it provides.
Exactly.
A product that provides high value, that's the denominator, and everything else is above the line.
And because we're free market people, Peter, it is incumbent upon we, the people, to speak up and get involved in the conversation. You just cannot turn it over to the government, can you?
Well, you do so at your own risk, and I think that risk is pretty high.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Peter, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much for the insight. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, boy, do your own research and check it out for yourself. But you need to engage if it's going to improve. He is a former FDA Associate Commissioner, Peter Pitts. Thank you, Peter.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today's the 8th anniversary of a mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona that killed 6 people and seriously wounded several others, including then-Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Patricia Mace was labeled a hero for helping to disarm the young shooter that day.
Thank you for taking the time to remember. It's important. People whose loved ones have been taken, all they do is want you to remember so that they don't fade away.
Giffords is expected to be on hand today as Democrats in the U.S. House introduce a bill to require universal background checks for all gun sales. President Trump is to address the nation tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on what he calls a national security crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. He's considering declaring a national emergency to get funding for a border wall, and he's to visit the border on Thursday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know about. And, hey, the question is, how you doing with your resolutions, huh? Did you make some good ones this year? Are you so far so good? Early in the year, or was it a matter of moments? Was the life expectancy of your resolution? Well, this next one that we need to think about really needs to be a clear focus on what's going on. And one of the most popular New Year's resolutions that people make is to be smarter with their money. Makes sense, right? In fact, over 2/3 of U.S. adults will set a financial New Year's resolution for 2019, marking a consistent indication that many are focused on their financial health as much as their physical health. Now, the start of a new year marks a new beginning and is a perfect time to take stock of your finances, assess goals, and prepare for income shocks, big and small, that can negatively affect your overall well-being. Well, the latest issue of an annual survey conducted by SmartAboutMoney.org will reveal how Americans rate the quality of their financial lives. It will also illustrate the level of anxiety people have about their money and how prepared they are when faced with an emergency expense. Now, according to the survey, for example, there is a 60% probability individuals and families will experience a financial setback this year. And here to talk more about it is Paul Golden, a financial expert with SmartAboutMoney.org. Paul Golden, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year, Bill. And it's January 3rd, so I hope people aren't abandoning their resolutions already.
Well, it happened. You know, there's nothing like a resolution that as soon as you make it, there's all kinds of challenges to say, are you really serious about that resolution? You know, it seems as soon as you make it, it's going to be a battle, but it's worth the fight, especially when it comes to your money, right?
Of course, you know, and oftentimes we just set goals that might be too lofty, but, you know, whether you're a fan of resolutions or not, I think the New Year's a great time to kind of do a financial check-in, you know, do some housekeeping, maybe pull a credit report, pull out your goals and see how you're doing on achieving them. If you don't have goals, jot some down, you know, don't just do some general maintenance, but the New Year's a great time to do that. I think we should be doing financial checkups regularly, maybe even quarterly. And that's a good way to kind of keep your resolutions in check throughout the year.
Yeah, speaking of goals, Paul, you know, I had read a number of years ago that the most successful people in the world, financially and otherwise, there is one thing that they consistently do. You know what that is?
It's make their bed.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking... You're thinking of the Admiral. Yes, make your bed. But when it comes to goal setting, they consistently write their goals down.
No, it's true because it keeps you mindful of you know what the end result is here. Mm. And you know with New Year's resolutions, you know it's like going to the gym. I'm more likely to go if I've got somebody who's going to go with me and
Exactly. Agree
with me and drag me along. So why not do that with finances as well too? Why don't you find a buddy who you can share your goals with? They understand your goals. Maybe they have like-minded goals themselves, and they'll hold you accountable. You can hold them accountable as
Exactly. Well.
That can help a lot, too. But the biggest area where we trip up in terms of resolutions is, we, like I said, they're lofty goals. We have an idea of where we want to be by the end of the year, and oftentimes it can seem really overwhelming throughout the journey to get there. So let's back it down and let's come up with smaller steps to achieve those goals that are reasonable and realistic. That, and we should do that with our finances. So it's not just saying, I want to save this much by the end of the year. What is it going to take for me to get there quarterly or monthly to achieve that? Same thing with debt. Don't look at the overall amount of debt that you want to pay off. It's like, I need to focus on this credit card or this much of the balance of this credit card. Just kind of back it down a little bit. Show yourself that you can do it.
Right, because there's nothing like success that'll keep you coming. It's like if you go to the gym and you're still large and nothing's happening, you can get a bit discouraged, and there's not enough support that can somehow get you through that, that down period of time. But you're exactly right. I agree with you, Paul, that it is a process. I always tell the kids that you got to walk before you got to crawl before you walk before you run, and that is the process. And that's why I'm saying even early in the year as it is. Hey, look at it. If you're taking a step back, it's okay, man. The next 5 minutes is a new time. Let's start all over again, right?
Yeah, small wins matter,
Exactly.
And in the big picture of everything, it's like, you got to win the battles to win the war. And that's the same thing with, improving your physical health and your financial health. It's a process.
Right.
And we should never stop, paying attention to our money and, putting toward an emergency savings and trying to save for our retirement and paying down debt, it's just this continuous process that we need to engage in throughout our lifetime. So,
don't just
consider it a New Year's resolution, considering it a life-changing opportunity.
Yeah, without a doubt. As a general consensus, Paul, how are Americans feeling about their current quality of their financial lives?
Well, so we do this survey every year. What we're finding this time around is about half the people say the quality of their financial life is about where they expect it to be. Almost a third say it's worse than they expect it to be. About half the people in our survey say that they're living paycheck to paycheck. And, it wouldn't be surprising that rising housing costs and increased debt burden is attributing that. We looked at gender differences as well, and we found that women are more likely than men to agree with those two statements. So their outlook and their confidence in their outlook isn't as strong. And those are all those things that we want to change. So, it's not all bad news because, like I said, and you said it in your intro, is that 80%, near 80% of people are resolved to improve their finances.
Right.
So people, people want things to be better, but there's an awful lot of noise going on out there. There's an awful lot, in terms of rising interest rates and market volatility. We're worried about what taxes are going to look like as we file them this year. Housing's getting more expensive. So you know, there's all of that in the ecosphere, but then there's people on the granular level who are still worried about tackling their debt, and this persistent, you know, voice in the back of their head telling them that they need to save, and it becomes overwhelming.
Sure. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Paul Golden, who is with smartaboutmoney.org, a nonprofit, the non-commercial foundation, inspiring educated financial decision-making for individuals and families through every stage of life. Paul, you mentioned the volatility of the market. Clearly, I mean, we could all be facing, any number of us, some financial challenges. What came to top of mind with the consumers?
Well, I mean, the big thing is that we ask people, you know, how concerned are you about what the market has done? And most people say, you know, I understand that this is what it does and I'm willing to be patient with it. I mean, the market overall last year had its worst year in the last decade, basically. You know, but it's just a reminder to people to, you know, don't manage your portfolio with emotion, you know, knowledge, patience and support, you know, having a financial, you know, team who can counsel you through it and, you know, understand the products and services that you're engaging in can help. But, you know, don't get too caught up in the day-to-day swings of what the market's doing. I mean, it's hard to do when that's all that's out there in the news, you know, and last year overall things were down. But, you know, as long as you're being thoughtful about how you're investing, you're being diversified, you know, you should ultimately be okay.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, what does the recent survey reveal about the level of financial stress among Americans?
Well, you know, we talked about a lot of the things going on economically and that's causing financial stress. We would assume that, you know, debt continues to stress people out, but it is not the top stress. The top stress is saving, particularly people's inability to save enough. And, you know, people know that they have to save for their retirement, their kids' education, and then emergency savings on top of that, and it gets pretty overwhelming. And you look at half the people in the survey who say they're living paycheck to paycheck, is finding that extra money to save is a significant challenge. You know, so those are the things that are causing people a lot of stress.
Paul, as we wrap things up, what are the key strategies for achieving financial success in this coming year?
Well, you know, having that financial buddy, that accountability partner, I think that's a big one. Setting goals that are realistic and reasonable, things that are achievable, that's good. Shop around for the services that you're using. We're all paying for cell phones and internet, cable, you know, maybe even gym memberships, and we all have insurance. Shop around those services. See if you can save any money anywhere along the way that you can put towards savings or put toward debt.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Paul Golden, financial expert with smartaboutmoney.org. Paul, and that's where they can go for more information, smartaboutmoney.org, right?
That's right, Bill. And it's all the resources are free. It's non-commercial. A lot of self-directed courses on that website. So hopefully people find it a good experience once they get there.
Great job. Thanks again, Paul. Take care. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world, taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLife.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Kevin Hernandez joins us. Good to have him back in this new year. He is the director of policy at the Libra Initiative. Also, a little bit of his background. He is from Florida, as I am. Now, I consider myself a Floridian, having been here now, Kevin, for 4 years, and certainly seeing all the crazy things that are happening on the west coast of my former state where I was born and raised, it just breaks my heart how crazy California has become. It's nuts.
Yeah, no, and Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. We're lucky to have a pretty good government and state government in Florida. And the way of life, and not just that, but the fact that, you know, there's no state income tax and just a tax-friendly state.
Mm-hmm.
Something California could learn from, definitely.
Yeah, and definitely be able to learn from listening to its constituencies, how the state has, you know, protected its citizens and, its perspective on immigration. I mean, you're the son of Colombian immigrants yourself. Your parents are proud of you, what you have done in adding to the proposition of the American dream and the American way of life. See, that's the thing that is being omitted here throughout this whole process, is the immigrants who have come here. I mean, we're all immigrants. I mean, and our parents had dreams and visions for us. And some have been extremely successful, some successful, some not so. But we were all given an opportunity, like something that we could not experience back in our homeland. I mean, I can tell you, on my mother's side in Mexico, my grandfather owned a lot of property, and the government came in and took all his land away. He had what equated to what they called an hacienda, which is like a bonanza in American terms. And the government literally came in. They left him dead twice. He lost an eye in combating the Federales at one point. And all that was left was the main house and the maid's quarters after everything was said and done. But He was a Mexican through and through. He did not want to be buried in California, though he migrated, he and my grandmother. I think I told you he paid a penny for his citizenship back in 1900. He was a butcher, and my grandmother was a seamstress. But they came here and advanced the cause, you know, raised 10 kids. You know, my parents had 9 kids, and, you know, my father was a World War II veteran. But he taught us to add to the proposition, not take away.
Absolutely. Bill, I can't tell you how many times I've had that conversation, and I've actually had that recently. So I was actually abroad. I went to London over the holidays, and I had a conversation with an American couple who just felt the need to really attack, you know, the state and the situation that we're in. You know, we have a, you know, very strong economy right now, but the need for them to say that the American dream isn't alive, and that it's nearly impossible to move up within economic classes. And I couldn't help but disagree with them.
Exactly.
You know, while not everyone, you know, is going to become rich, or while not everyone is guaranteed that, you know, to your point, the opportunity is there. You know,
exactly.
The dream is alive and well. You know, it's not guaranteed, but, you know, it's sure still there for folks to take advantage of the endless opportunity that we have. You know, you mentioned, you know, your family and the regime taking over, you know, private property and everything that they earned. You know, I've heard, you know, not just that story, but countless stories like that when I lived in Miami. And I mean, the Cuban population definitely understands that, you know, like no other. And unfortunately, we're seeing it in Venezuela. You know, Nicaragua's going through a lot of struggle. So there's a lot going on in the Western Hemisphere. And so, you know, the U.S., not just in the Western Hemisphere, but across the world, still remains that beacon of hope. And I really believe that land of opportunity.
And the thing that's interesting about this, Kevin, is the people, the most recent immigrants into our country, they understand it, because it's not a dream. It's not something they experienced decades ago, or, you know, their grandparents experienced. They themselves, I mean, it's more immediate. And so they understand the contrast more dramatically than, you know, some of our kids who have been, I would say, a bit spoiled and prejudiced by, you know, I would say academia, even by the media that wants to push out this narrative that America is not exceptional, you know, that we're unworthy of, you know, the fruit of all the hard labor that we've put into this. But, you know, as you kind of alluded to just a moment ago, you know, look at, you know, we are the talk of the nations. People look at America today, even as with all the rhetoric, the negative rhetoric towards Donald Trump and that, they look at it and say, wait a minute, we want what they have, even more so. So for those that thought that they could snuff out that shining light, there's just something about the existing inertia and belief in the American dream that continues to live on in spite of this rancor and this divisiveness that exists in our culture today. But now more than ever, people of good intent and understanding on behalf of the rest of the people, we may have to drag them along with us just like our founding fathers did. It wasn't like 100% of, you know, those early pilgrims and the early Americans were behind, you know, the vision of the founding fathers. They had to bring them along, and even afterwards, they still didn't believe in it. Hey, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, we're not expecting 100%, but we're getting to a point where it's dangerous, where, you know, even a small minority in numbers are making such a loud noise and getting people to think that, oh, that's normal. No, abandoning the Constitution and Declaration of Independence is abnormal, and to try to exchange it for policies and a government that has proven in time and memoriam that it doesn't work, it's costly on so many levels, it is responsible for killing millions upon millions of people, but yet we dangerously talk about it, and the media goes along with it, you know, and forgetting about history. What's all that about?
Yeah, Bill, look, bottom line is that immigration is good.
Yes.
But the problem right now is that our current system is not, right?
Exactly.
We haven't updated our system. You know, you mentioned that folks are still to this day still see America as the land of opportunity, and I completely agree with you. But unfortunately, we're seeing some of these perverse incentives of an outdated immigration system where people are coming you know, through the back door, if you will, right?
Coming
undocumented, coming illegally. And that's a problem because a lot of people are still wanting to come for economic reasons, and rightfully so, right? Folks want to come and work and build a better life, even if it's not for themselves necessarily that they'll be extremely well off. They know that their family or their children, and we've seen through countless research and data that children of immigrants do end up contributing more in taxes than their parents and actually than the average native-born population here. And so we see that, you know, maybe not that first generation of the folks that actually make the jump here, but
right.
We know that their offspring and future generations end up being more well off than their ancestors. And so we need to find a way to remove that incentive of people coming here the wrong way, if you will, mm-hmm. right? Because we want to know at the end of the day, as a country, who's coming in?
Right.
Because we need to be obviously protecting ourselves from those who want to do us harm. And that's absolutely a priority, and it always should be.
Right.
But at the same time, we can have a system, a sensible system, right, that, you know, affords the opportunity for people to come here, work hard, contribute to our country, contribute to their communities, and it's a mutually beneficial relationship, if you think about it, one that we've had for over 200 years. I mean, mm-hmm. it's what our country was built upon, but the fact of the matter is that we do need to truly update the system because it's been over 30 years. You know, our economy has doubled since the 80s. You know, our mm-hmm. population has grown by 30%. It's a no-brainer that things have to get updated. And so we do have to look at, mm-hmm. you know, how do we remove the incentive for people to, that come here illegally? How do we truly remove those pull factors? And it's by opening up legal immigration channels, even if it's temporary visas for people to come and work here and come back. I mean, we've seen it before in our history. In
exactly.
The 60s with the Bracero program.
Right.
You know, in California, the Bracero program was an ag program that was created. It was a temporary work visa that allowed Mexican migrant workers to essentially go back and forth between Mexico and the U.S. Mm-hmm. instead of just crossing illegally and working illegally in the country. It afforded them the opportunity to register, to have a background check done, for mm-hmm. us to know who's coming into our country, for these folks to work legally and go back and forth freely. And we mm-hmm. saw that just by creating that avenue, it reduced illegal immigration apprehensions along the border by 90%.
Exactly.
And so we've seen when we use smart immigration systems and when we open up some channels to free up a lot of the stress that's being put on Border Patrol and the border and you know various areas along the border, we see that they're able to then focus on true criminals, if you will, that are coming here to do harm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's something that we need to really take a look at this year. You know, we started talking about it last year. It seems like something that always happens to be a conversation right before elections. Unfortunately, both parties like to talk about it. No one actually likes to get anything done. But, you know, we're hopeful that this year is a year to start that conversation, especially now with the government shutdown.
Exactly.
It's a prime opportunity. You know, I think both sides can agree that there's a need to enforce border security to enhance some of these provisions along the border. And at the same time, we have a timely problem with the dreamers who are here in limbo.
Right.
And so we can provide them certainty with a permanent solution and pair that up with some border funds.
Exactly.
You know, that's something both
well,
sides can
Kevin, to your point, it hasn't always been this messed up. I mean, it's only in the recent decades that it's been messed up. And at the core of all this is that our leaders had made unilateral decisions to not enforce the laws that were in place. You know, we need to return back to those days of common sense and reason. And I think we'd go a long way in resolving some of these problems. Kevin Hernandez. Thank you, Kevin.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A doctor's office.